Coronado National Forest officials held a briefing just days before they closed the forest to all public access. They described the dangerous conditions in the forest and how closing it would cut down on the possibility of human-caused wildfires. Coronado Fire Management Officer Christy Lund spoke at the briefing and noted that she's never seen conditions this bad.
I've only been here 6 years. It far exceeds anything in my memory, of course. We have some other peer fire managers who have been on this forest over 20 years. They've never seen anything like this. We've never had this many fires this early. And they haven't seen fires go this large this quickly.
There are many uniquely dangerous aspects to this year's fire season. One of them is known as probability of ignition, or how likely something like a lightning strike will develop into a sizable fire. And Lund says this year is historic in that regard.
Our probability of ignition that we factor out on our fires has been at or close to 100%. 87% probability of ignition is the lowest that we've had. That's incredibly high. But that means that when we get strikes, lightning strikes, we're not going to have small smoldering fires in a treetop that are then wetted by the rains in all likelihood. With no rain coming with that dry lightning, virtually every strike will start. And at the rate that we've seen the fire growth, it truly is unprecedented.
More on that probability of ignition. Imagine having a book of matches and lighting them and then dropping them on the forest floor. Would they ignite? How many would ignite?
If I drop 10 matches and they all ignite, that's a probability of ignition of 100%. If I drop a match and only one, or if I drop 10 and only one ignites, that'd be a probability of only 10%. So right now we're looking at fundamentally every ember that comes out of a firebrand has an extraordinarily high probability of igniting, which just increases your fire spread further. We arrive at that probability of ignition by our fine fuel moistures, wind speed, temperature, humidity, and everything else. So it's very particular, that place and time. Anything over about 60% is really, really very high. So when we're saying 87 to 100% consistently every day on our fires, that's really very extraordinary. Even for this dry climate, that's still extraordinarily high.
Fire managers all agree they've never seen another year like this one for fire danger and conditions and what fires do once they get started. It wasn't even this bad in 2002, the year of the Rodeo Chedisky fire, the largest in Arizona history. But records only go back so far. There is evidence that many years ago, this part of the American Southwest sustained fires of 1 or even 2 million acres in size. I asked Christy Lund if there's anything to stop a repeat of such mega fires that could essentially burn through most or all of Arizona's timberlands.
Early on, I would have tried to make a guesstimate for you. I can't. There's just nothing outside the realm of possibility right now. I'm tired of guessing and being proven wrong. I can't guess.
Coronado Fire Management Officer Christy Lund speaking at a recent fire briefing. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.